Well, once a year, the community gathers over there at Williams and Fudge for the annual bike race. The employees do all kind of events throughout the year. They raise money and they buy some bikes throughout the year, and they get ready to race them outside of the company today. And after we have some fun, those bikes are loaded up onto a truck and then delivered to the Toys for Happiness warehouse. And we cannot say thank you enough to our friends over there at Williams and Fudge. And we just so happen to have the one and only Alice Davis joining us this morning here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, friend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's all festive in her cute hat. She looks fantastic. You pull it off nicely.
It's bike race day. Got to be ready.
Now, will Gary Williams, obviously your dad, will he wear his iconic Christmas tree hat that kind of falls to one side? Is that still on?
If not, I'm sure he's reminded of it now and he will have it on.
He'll start to pull it out of the closet.
Yes. Well, we do look forward every year to the Williams and Fudge bicycle race. As soon as school gets back into session in August, we always start to say, when's the bicycle race for Williams and Fudge? 4 months later. But why do you think this has been such a love for not only your employees, but those outside of your business?
It's just that season to come together. And I love that it brings so many of us together. And we have like 18, 19 different businesses that are partnering with us this year. And we get to come out and have some fun. Not for very long. And we get back to work, of course. But it just brings people together. And I love that. And it's for a good cause. And what better way to get together than for a good cause?
Well, it's a healthy competition. And that's something, as an outsider observing it, you get to mingle with the other businesses, with the employees, people you wouldn't traditionally, and it creates that sense of camaraderie where you might make a friend when they're competing right next to you. Now, Lucas, I'm going to turn it back to you. You guys here at WRHI historically have taken home. Alice, I'm going to put it to you, though, because if I asked him who does he think will win this year, it's pretty obvious. There's bias. Who do you think are the hot competition this year?
Well, somebody that beat them a few years ago is coming back this year, and they hadn't raced in a while. It's Knowledge Perk. So they might give you some, and they won the sled race not long ago, too. So they could have some competition out there for you.
Oh, gosh, man. Okay.
Watch out.
We'll still bring home the trophy, but it's okay. We want to make sure that we give everyone...
Share the wealth, right?
Do you want to hear all the teams that are racing?
Absolutely, yes, please.
So Clymer Wealth Management Group is going to be there, and I believe that. I think Heath Sessions and Brandon Guffey are riding with Wes Clymer. Comporium, Family Trust, Founders Federal Credit Union, Frost Eccles, they all give you a run for your money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Knowledge Perk, Smith Drayline, so the guys that load up the bikes, then they are going to be racing as well. Oof. Harry Johnson will be out there this year with them. South State Bank, we've got a lot of banks out there. I think they like to be competitive with each other. Hope of Rock Hill is going to be there this year as well. Obviously, WRHI, OTS Media, Rock Hill Police Department, they're going to be at the finish line. So they will not be racing with you, but they're going to be judging who the winner is.
Watch out.
And the fellas will be back this year, too. So that's your, and then Williams and Fudge, of course, with Gary and I believe Bob Perrins might come back. And maybe we can get my brother on a bike this year. He doesn't usually race, so... Yeah,
I love it.
So those are just the community members that get out there and race. And we mentioned earlier, it's really an employee-led competition. And so if folks are not familiar with kind of the breakdown of how it goes, and Alex did allude to it a minute ago, but you all don't work typical 9 to 5 hours over there, 8 to 5 in the typical workday hours at Williams and Fudge. So for some of these employees, they really are seeing each other face-to-face rather than just a text or video conference call.
Right. A lot of our work-from-home employees will come in and they'll come watch it today. But it's also live-streamed. So those employees that work in Texas or California or New York or wherever across the United States, they'll be able to watch it as well.
Alice, how did this get started? What, take us back in the time machine.
History of it.
Yeah, so my dad was out with another agency, I believe, in Texas 21-ish years ago, and they were doing something very similar. And he knew the need for United Way to be able to get more bikes and trikes for Toys for Happiness. And so he said, let's get some trikes and let's have fun with them. And I believe they had about 45 that first year tricycles, no bicycles. So they were pedaling tricycles the very first year. There are some pictures of it. It was quite interesting. And then from there, we realized there's much more need than tricycles. And so it's developed over the years to where, you know, 300-400 bikes are what we're able to give out this year, or what we're able to give out year after year. And this is the 20th year that we've done it.
Unreal.
Have you always done it in the same location that we do it year after year, right there beside your business where you have that nice hill?
No. So our offices have moved over the years. So the very first one was out behind, off of De La Boulevard, Addison Avenue, and behind that McAllister's.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's still out there near Target. Mm-hmm. So the first one was out in that area and just little loops around. And we did actually for the first few years, we were racing them. We were pedaling. There was a year that your partner would push you backwards. And then there was a lot of time spent on fixing bikes. And we said, you know, we don't need to be fixing the bikes. So we decided let's have no pedaling and we glide down a hill. And so when we moved out to the Cotton Factory in 2009-ish or so, we started to glide down that side hill back there, which is a lot better on the bikes.
I'm glad you brought that up because I thought the same thing. Like, what happens if, you know, the heavier or the aggressive ones break the bikes? And there you go. That's how you prevent it. What's so neat about it, I know that youth are too young to think about this, but hopefully the community can continue to remind them that's the blessing. The youth and young adults will get these bikes. And what's so neat is all these companies, you guys, the employees that are raising these bikes, for them to know that, wow, this community of business folks truly love on them and care. Those are those dots that don't always get connected. I call it the unconnected dots. And I hope we can continue to tell those stories that they're so loved. And they might not know you and know the people bringing the bikes, but they're so loved. And going out to see that event, you're just reminded of it, that sense of community.
Yeah. It sounds like you need to come out and watch it if you didn't know we just lied. You haven't been out there.
I know. It's been too long.
Our community is just amazing. I mean, it really, really is. I love Rock Hill. I love being a part of this community that comes together and gives back. And between, we had other people, too, that aren't racing today. People's First, Faircloth Law Firm, Data Network Solutions Canteen, and Blue Cross Blue Shield. A lot of the people that we work with on a daily basis are part of it, too. So to have all of them come together, there was about $22,000 we spent on bikes this year. And to be able to have over 300 bikes, that means you need discounts too. So Academy Sports worked with us for discounts, and also the Walmarts on Dave Law and Newport both worked with us to give us discounts, to make sure they were put together. So our community, like from all different standpoints, it comes together and it takes everybody.
Well, I do want to brag on Alice real quick throughout the year. So after the race is over today, almost really tomorrow or after Christmas, Alice starts working those organizations and businesses she just mentioned on collecting bikes. So you just don't roll up, no pun intended, after Labor Day and say, hey, let's go ahead and get our bikes. Because since the pandemic, getting our hands on bicycles, it is harder and harder. But you work year round, finding the deals, making those connections to grab those bikes and have a good pipeline so those businesses think of us. So when they hear your name, they're like, yes, we need to give her bikes. So I just want to brag on you because I've seen that work done behind the scenes for many years. So job well done, friend.
Well, thank you. It takes all of us.
That's great. Well, like we mentioned earlier, throughout the year, your employees will have various fundraisers, and just try to do whatever they can to raise funds. And as Alice just said, $22,000?
Unreal.
That will buy a lot of bikes. And of course, that is the most requested item from the kids that are involved with Toys for Happiness. They want a bicycle. They want that independence. Mm-hmm. And every bike gets a helmet.
And this year we had employees from all over the country that were donating to this fund too. So it's actually a little bit more money than that, about $27,000. However, we did take some of that money and we sent it to buy bikes and toys in New York and Texas and Georgia and some other places that where we've got a good many employees that are working as well. So it's not just Rock Hill that's benefiting from it this year. It's all over the nation, which is really
great. Spreading the love.
All right, so if you're not competing, it's okay. Come on out to the Williams and Fudge Bicycle Race. The bicycles will start racing at around 10:30 this morning. Come on out, and if you're a part of a business and you're thinking, gosh, I really want a team-building activity, just watch it one time, and then you can see how to get involved. It's a lot of fun, and it's something, again, I know we look forward to every year, and clearly, based on the community members and the support there, they also look forward to it. So here's to some fun racing, some safe racing, and the fact that the PD will be there at the finish line.
That'll be even
they
better.
They don't play. There's no cheating.
That's right.
Handcuffs right. At the end of it.
That's right. And not the good kind.
No.
All right. Alice Davis is always, friend. It's great catching up with you. Thank you so much.